In 2002, David Hall was an Air Force sergeant studying to be an officer, pursuing his dream of becoming a military pilot. But he had a closely guarded secret. Hall is gay. He recalls the day his career ended, the day he received a summons from his commander.
He said, well, unfortunately, we're going to have to disenroll you from Air Force Sergeantcy due to homosexual conduct. I was ranked number one in my class. I had just received my pilot slot, a few months before that. And that ended it. I mean, it just, just like that, based off of what one person said, ended my career of, my dream of getting to fly planes.
More than 13,000 gay and lesbian service members have been discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces since 1993. That was the year President Bill Clinton signed a bill revising the military's outright ban on homosexuals. The law, called Don't Ask, Don't Tell, stipulates that gays and lesbians can serve, but only if their sexual orientation is secret. Any admission or accusation by someone else can lead to discharge. Retired Navy Captain Joan Dara, a lesbian, describes the constant fear of exposure she endured during 29 years in the military.
I went to work each day literally wondering if that would be the last day of my career. A simple comment such as, "My partner and I went to the movies this weekend," could have been the end of my career.
Gay service members must hide their partners. Unlike their heterosexual peers, gay and lesbian soldiers go to war without a parting embrace from a loved one and return from deployments pretending there is no one to publicly welcome them home. While on duty, they dare not display a picture of a partner. The military stresses personal integrity and honor, yet compels gay personnel to shield the truth. When allegations of homosexuality surfaced against Coast Guard Academy cadet Bronwyn Toom, her superiors pressured her to sign an affidavit denying same-sex attraction.
I wasn't willing to lie on that form, so I didn't sign it, and 2 months later I was out of the Coast Guard.
President Barack Obama's call to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been applauded by gay service members who want to serve openly. Polls conducted over the last year show a clear majority of Americans favor ending the ban. A new survey of veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan finds 73% saying it would be acceptable for gay people to serve openly. Earlier polls showed greater resistance. Opponents of repeal argue that the presence of self-avowed homosexuals will create friction, destroy morale, and reduce military effectiveness. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
We force these young men and women to live in very close, intimate situations. Many of them said, look, if you're going to have someone of the same sex living in a close quarters with me that is attracted to the same sex, I feel uncomfortable about that. That's going to bother me.
Others say simply that homosexuality is incompatible with military service. Retired Admiral James Lyons, former commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet.
You cannot have a thief aboard. You cannot have a drug user or a drug pusher. And we found out you could not have a homosexual.
A recent study estimates 66,000 homosexuals currently serve, about 2% of the total in uniform. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.